Introducing another in a series of dramatizations based on stories featured in the American Weekly, the magazine which is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Today's radio drama was inspired by a new and thrilling serial, the first installment of which appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly magazine. From the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company, the American Theater of Radio presents a dramatized narrative entitled My Life of Crime.
I am 30 years old. I am known to the police of the whole world as a confirmed habitual criminal. From my earliest recollection as a child, if I coveted a thing, I stole it without the least compunction. But it was while at school that I became a real crook, for I forged my housemaster's signature at clothiers and booksellers. I even organized some of my schoolfellows and formed a gang. We would enter a shop. I would walk up to the owner.
Well, what can I do for you, young man?
I'd like to see that box of paints you have in the window there.
Certainly, I'll get it for you. Is this the one?
Yes. How much is it?
2 and 6.
I say, that's a bit steep.
Oh, these are imported paints, young man.
Well, haven't you something cheaper in there?
Of course, but this is the set you asked for.
I know it is, but I can't afford to pay 2 and 6.
Very well. I think I have something to suit you.
What, the fellows?
Now, here's something, maybe more for your purse.
But I don't like the looks of these as well as those in the first box.
Well, you can't have everything unless you pay for it, my lad.
You don't say.
I do say. Now, if you please to make up your mind, I've enough work to do without dilly-dallying with somebody who can't decide on what he wants.
Oh, just for that? I don't want anything from you. Come on, fellows.
Good riddance, you young upstarts. Why, I've been robbed. That's why they carried school bags. They've lifted my stock of balls and tops and...
Help! Help, please! I've been robbed! Please!
We had established secret headquarters in the cellar of an empty house, and here we used to gather and hold meetings and divide the spoils. My delinquencies at last brought my school career to an end, and I started out to make my way in the world with a few shillings in my pocket. Like most youngsters, I became a gamin of the London streets. For a year or two, I managed to eke out an existence by picking pockets and stealing with a gang of boys. But one evening, the police decided to clean up the neighborhood where our gang made its hangout, and I was gathered in with the others. I was sentenced to the British naval training ship, Trafalgar, to become a sailor. For a year, I spent a wretched existence on this reformatory ship. And then one dark night, I called my bunkmate over to a corner of the deck.
I can't stand this life any longer, Horst. There's nothing to do about it, Ashley.
Oh, isn't it?
See this? Kettle from the mess galley.
Right.
What are you going to do, Ashley?
Get ashore.
How?
I'll show you. Here, you hold this kettle.
I've got it.
I'm going to stick my clothes off and
back them in the kettle.
And then I'll swim for it.
You'll never make it, Ashley.
Maybe I won't. But maybe I will. Anyhow, I'm going to have a try for it. Here, put my shoes in the bottom.
All right.
Now, still all I'm going to stand from the officers. I've taken my last beating. I've washed down the decks of this sinking float for the last time. I'm going to put some real food into my belly again. The only dish out to us isn't fit for pig.
Put out. Stand back against the rail, Ash. I hear footsteps.
It turns out. Good. Now to swim for it.
Over the shore, it's a mile away.
Oh,
I hope you make it safely, Ashley.
Thanks. Say, why don't you come along?
Me? Oh, no, I couldn't risk it. I'd get killed or drowned.
Well, suit yourself. I'm going to take my chances.
Hey, over there. Put him over there in the car. Come on, that you. Come on, lad.
The first minute. Oh, they've got us.
Not yet. Give me that kettle.
You'll never make it, Ashley.
Don't be a fool. Give me that kettle. I'm going to jump.
Try to get me.
Ashley. But they didn't catch me, and I managed to swim safely ashore. I joined up with the cabin crew of the steamship Liverpool Queen and made several voyages. Then returning to London, my first move was to establish myself at a swank hotel on the Strand as a naval officer, apparently on leave. There, I registered under the name of Reginald Cholmley, borrowing the name from an acquaintance of mine in South America. I had hardly signed the register, seated myself in the lounge, enjoying the soothing influence of the string orchestra, when a very attractive woman buttonholed me.
Pardon me. Mr. Chumley?
Yes?
I just happened to look over the register to see if any of my friends had checked in, and I saw that you were from South America.
Why, yes, I am.
Isn't that a coincidence? So am I.
Indeed.
Do you mind if I sit down here with you a moment? We may have some mutual friends.
Oh, do sit down, Miss...
Choet. Nina Choet.
Oh, Miss Choet. Well, you know, I'm afraid I don't know anybody you might be acquainted with.
Well,
dear.
At any rate, I'm sure I'd enjoy a chat with a fellow countryman. Wouldn't you?
Why, yes, of course.
When did you leave South America, Mr. Chumley?
About 2 years ago. I've been traveling extremely since, though. Mostly in England. The truth of the thing is, England seems more like home to me now.
I can understand that. Travel makes the whole world akin to something, doesn't it?
Very neatly put, I'm sure. In fact, I was so taken with the country, I even entered its service.
I noticed the uniform. Are you on duty now?
No, I'm on leave.
That's nice. I'm sure you deserve it. Tell me, your first name's Reginald, isn't it?
Yes.
Reginald Chumley.
Yes. Anything odd about that?
Rather.
Why, what do you mean?
I happen to know a Reginald Chumley, and I'm under the impression he's still in South America. Isn't that odd?
I think you're mistaken. Really, if you'll excuse me...
Stay right where you are.
Well, what does this mean?
I know who you are.
Well, of course. I'm Reginald
Chumley. Shut up. I came from South America on the Liverpool Queen, and so did you. What's your game, Drummond? Turned crook?
You win. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Nothing? Then where did you...
Oh, I'm the same as you. A crook. I'm known as Hellcat Nina. Come up to my room and we'll have a chat. Room 322. Goodbye, Mr. Chumley. So glad to have met you.
Well, I sat there and considered the situation. Then I nonchalantly arose and wandered across the lounge. Went up to the third floor, where I knocked discreetly on the door of room 322.
Come in. Oh, you did come, didn't you? Pardon my negligee. This is more comfortable attire. Help yourself with a cigarette.
Thanks.
Well, Drummond, what's your racket?
Any racket that pays. What's yours?
Mine? My game is any game short of murder. Any game. So long as I can buy this.
No?
Yes. The dope got me, boy. Got me, I tell you. I can't live without it.
Sorry.
Well, you needn't be. It's my own fault. And I'm usually lucky enough to make coin to keep it on hand. But that's not what I asked you to come up here for. Have you ever heard of me before this?
I'm sorry to say I haven't.
Then you're the first one who hasn't. Boy, I'm a jewel thief and con woman with an international reputation.
My congratulations.
I want you to join up with me, will you?
I'm flattered at the offer. But of what good will I be to you?
Well, you're handsome. You've got a good front in that uniform and you've got brains. What do you say?
Well, really, after that, what could I possibly say but yes?
Good. Now listen. I've got just two words of advice. First, never underestimate the abilities of the police. They're not all such fools at Scotland Yard as some crooks would try to make you believe. Second, above all, keep your mouth shut. Especially with women.
Thanks for the tip.
Speaking of tips, I just got one about a valuable necklace belonging to a woman here in the hotel. The wife of a mining engineer.
Well?
I want you to find out where she keeps the rocks. And we'll go 50-50 if you pull the job successful.
It's as good as done. See you later. I managed to get introduced to the woman we intended to rob. And in due course of time, I obtained the information desired. When the necklace had been disposed of, Nina met me for dinner.
Well, Ashley, here's your share.
Oh, I say, not all this.
Certainly. What did you think we were picking off? Marbles?
Why, this is more money than I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you've just begun to make it, boy.
Seems like a dream. So deucedly simple.
Well, now that we've pulled the job successfully, tell me, Ashley. How did you find out where she kept the sparklers?
I took her to dinner. Over a coffee and liqueurs, I steered the conversation around to jewel theft. And I related how a fictitious sister of mine recently suffered at the hands of thieves at a seaside hotel.
Clever.
Women who don't know how to take care of jewelry deserve to lose it, I said. Yes, she replied. I take good care to keep mine where no thief would dream of looking for it.
Walked right into the trap, eh? The fool.
Didn't she, though? She said I'd never guess where. I told her I wasn't going to try. But then she asked me if she should tell me.
And you said yes, of course.
On the contrary.
You said no?
Mm-hmm. I told her I wished she'd tell my sister that I had no diamonds to hide.
Neat. Very neatly done.
So she immediately leaned across the table and in a lowered voice said to tell her...
To try her hat box among the trimmings of her hat. Just where I found the necklace.
Exactly. Simple, wasn't it? One little dinner, and I've got this wad of change.
Excuse me, sir. A gentleman to see you at the door.
A gentleman to see me? Oh, you'll excuse me, Nina. I shall be only a moment.
Certainly.
Ashley Drummond, I have a warrant for your arrest for masquerading as an officer and obtaining money by false pretenses.
Well, the game's up, eh? Well, I have nothing to say.
I must ask you to come with us.
Very well. Waiter, my hat and coat, please.
Yes.
Officer, may I make my adieus to my dinner guest and see that she has taxi fare?
Certainly. But I'll be watching every move.
Of course. Nina.
What's the matter, Ashley?
Don't look now. But there's a yard man watching us. The game is up for a while. They've got me at last. I'll look you up when I get out. Good luck, Nina.
Goodbye, Ashley.
And it was goodbye. For I didn't see Nina Church again for many years. When I got out of prison, she had disappeared. The next time I discovered her, she herself was in prison, and she died there soon after. I wish I had time to tell you more of my life experiences, but I see now that my time is nearly up. I do hope you will read my story in the American Weekly magazine. Here comes the announcer. He'll tell you when it's being published.
Be sure to follow the colorful story of this unusual criminal under the title Unblushing Confessions of a Versatile Rascal. It starts with next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine which is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Thank you. American Weekly.
Presenting Switchboard Secrets, another in the series of dramatizations based on stories featured in the American Weekly, the magazine which is distributed at all first to Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Switchboard Secrets was inspired by a story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly magazine. It was produced in the New York studios of the General